Hi, I'm John Mordino, a senior vice president at Arlington Row in the Professional Liability Department. Today's article is on when GL isn't enough, the hidden risk contractors are taking on. Most agents who work with contractors are very comfortable placing general liability coverage. It's the foundation of almost every contractor account, and for good reason, as it handles the core exposures tied to bodily injury and property damage. But there's a growing area of risk that GL simply wasn't designed to cover, and it's starting to catch more contractors off guard. The exposure is design responsibility. The challenge is that many contractors don't think of themselves as taking on design risk. They're not architects or engineers. But the reality is that the way projects are delivered today has blurred that line. Contractors are increasingly being asked to do more than just build. They're selecting materials that must meet specific performance standards, providing shop drawings that include design elements, hiring specialty engineers, and making changes to plans to save time or reduce costs. These decisions may feel like part of the normal construction process, but they often influence how a system functions, not just how it's installed. That distinction is what creates the gap. General liability policies are designed to respond when something is built incorrectly and causes bodily injury or property damage. What they typically exclude, however, are issues related to professional services, such as design errors, engineering decisions, or performance failures. So when a loss stems from how something was designed rather than how it was installed, the GL policy often won't respond. A common example is a building envelope or window system that begins to leak. At first glance, it looks like a construction defect. But after further review, the issue turns out to be related to how the system was designed. Maybe the drainage was inadequate, or the specifications didn't account for certain conditions. Even if the contractor installed everything correctly, they can still be pulled into the claim because of their role in selecting, coordinating, or taking responsibility of that system. And when the claim is tendered to the GL carrier, it may be denied as a professional services issue. These situations are becoming more common. Project delivery methods such as design-build continue to grow, and owners are increasingly shifting responsibility downstream to contractors. At the same time, faster project timelines and tighter budgets are leading to more value engineering decisions and greater reliance on specialty trades to complete design components. All of this adds up to contractors taking on more professional risk, whether they realize it or not. For agents, the key is recognizing when a contractor has crossed that line. If an insured is involved in design-build work, delegated design, making material or system selections based on performance, or hiring engineers to support their scope, there's a strong chance they have a professional liability exposure. One of the simplest ways to frame this for your clients is, your general liability policy covers you if you build something wrong. Contractor's E&O covers you if something was designed wrong. That distinction tends to resonate quickly. Let's look at the difference between GL and contractor's E&O. GL is designed to cover bodily injury and property damage. In contrast, contractor's E&O focuses on financial losses that result from design errors. When it comes to installation mistakes, GL will typically provide coverage. Contractor's E&O, however, is not intended for those types of issues. For design mistakes, it's the opposite. GL usually excludes them, while contractor's E&O is designed to cover them. The same goes for shop drawing errors. These are usually excluded under GL, but typically covered under contractor's E&O. If you hire an engineer, GL coverage is often unlimited or may be excluded altogether. Contractor's E&O, on the other hand, often includes what's called vicarious coverage, helping protect you in those situations. Finally, think about fixing a problem early before it leads to a bigger loss. GL usually won't cover that cost, but contractor's E&O may provide coverage in some cases, often referred to as rectification coverage. At the end of the day, many contractors already have this exposure built into their operations. They just haven't matched it with the right coverage. For agents, this creates a meaningful opportunity not just to round out the account, but also help clients avoid a type of a claim that can be both unexpected and financially significant.